How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
If you're feeling anxious, stressed, or lonely in these difficult COVID times, call Cal Hope at 1-833-317-HOPE to talk to someone who can help. That's 1-833-317-4673. Hope will persevere.
From labradoodles to cronuts, the world loves a hybrid. So today, businesses are taking a smarter hybrid cloud approach using the tools, platform, and expertise of IBM. The world is going hybrid with IBM. Visit ibm.com/hybridcloud.
All right, let's do this thing. I am Gable Morency. Welcome back as we're back in black. It's Morency Unfiltered. Let's roll as we pick up the pieces following the National Football League's regular season, postseason, and, of course, Super Bowl. But if you think football is done, you're wrong, as Vince McMahon is here to save the day as the XFL has been reincarnated. And it kicks off in a couple of days. And, in fact, it kicks off this Saturday. And we're going to have you covered right here on the grid. Joe Lisi is going to step up and in. And Joe Lisi is as passionate about the sport of football. And, Joe says he's a college guy, but I'm just sensing that Joe likes everything except the NFL, actually. Joe, loves the Arena League, and he was down with the Alliance League. But we have a new league ready to kick off, and Joe Lisi is going to be doing a show every week with Mike Blewett, who I know is very excited for the start of the XFL 2.0. Mike Blewett steps up and joins us. Mike, always a pleasure. How you doing, Mike? You're the first you're the first guest on Morency Unfiltered. Well, the reincarnation. We're like the XFL. We're back. How you doing?
Well, I appreciate it. I'm honored to be the first guest, and I'm really excited, actually, to do these shows with Joe. We'll be doing an XFL show and a general football show as well. But XFL, obviously excited to see how things play out. We're going to have to get our legs under us first. There's many rule changes. There's a lot of familiar faces and not so familiar faces, but I'm excited to watch the product. And I think this is going to be much more successful than the other startup leagues we've seen over the last 15 plus years.
You know, well, we see that there actually is a market for this, right? I think people want to watch football besides NFL football, and they accept that it's not NFL football. We saw the positive response from viewers with the Alliance League early. And I think this could be a better product as well. They've had more time to prepare for this. The XFL announcement was quite a while ago. I think it was nearly 2 years ago, actually. So they've had time to prepare for this. I think they have a higher caliber of coach in this league. The coaches
100%.
Will run through the coaches. And it all comes down to money, right? I mean, the Alliance League was paying like $75,000 to everybody on the team, which, you know, was a bad model to do. Everybody makes the same amount of money. You get what you pay for. You know, the XFL, they're paying quarterbacks about $250. So you're going to get a higher level quarterback to play. And let's be real, when you're talking about football leagues, it really does come down to quarterbacks and coaches as well. So let's jump in and start running through some of this stuff, I think. And, you know, listen, the odds makers are ready for this. We're going to run through the futures, and we'll tell people what FanDuel has up as far as the futures are concerned for the XFL. But I tell you, Mike, it's going to be very tricky. And I've seen interviews with odds makers, and I've read their thoughts on this league, and they're taking action on it. But there are a lot of intricate rules that are going to surprise people that you don't see in a typical football game.
Absolutely. I think the biggest point that you made is, in terms of the viability of the league, certainly they have plenty of money behind them. But more importantly, they made specifically dedicated themselves to ensure that they were going to have better quarterback play, and B, coaches that were willing to play up-tempo and that were quarterback-related. You see guys like Mark Trestman in this league, Chuck Long, Norm Chow, a lot of Kevin Gilbride, a lot of names of guys that have taken care of quarterbacks at the NFL or major college level for a long period of time. So even though some of the names here couldn't cut it or didn't cut it in the NFL, I think they are going to be groomed in a more significant way than perhaps these other leagues paid attention to. To your point on the bookmakers, I do think that some of these rule changes are certainly favoring scoring. You'll see as we walk through this and as you learn more about the league, teams will be incentivized not to punt, as well as to create kickoffs. I think there'll be more plays in the return game than we've seen in the past. And certainly teams will be going for it on fourth down on a much more significant basis than they even do in the NFL now.
Well, one thing that's interesting right off the start of the football game, the XFL was famously known, if you remember. Remember they used to just put the ball in the middle of the field?
Yeah.
And like a guy like, and the guy broke his neck in like the first night of XFL action. And it was like, maybe this isn't such a good idea after all. So they're going to have to kick off right now. But basically, the kicker lines up at his own 30-yard line. The coverage team will line up at the receiving team's 35-yard line, while the receiving team will line up at its own 30. Other than the kicker, no one can move until the kick returner touches the ball. We talk about it in the CFL with the punt rule, where you got to give them 5 yards, a little room to catch a football, but they're not allowed to call a fair catch. So, similar situation here. They're trying to get some action going with the kickoffs. Points after conversions. There's no extra points. Instead, the offense lines up at the 2-yard line, the 5-yard line, to the 10-yard line. Successful conversions from these spots are worth 1, 2, and 3 points, which will make things pretty interesting but tricky from a gambling perspective. Punting. A team can't kick into a coffin corner. Any ball that goes out of bounds inside a 35-yard line is considered a major touchback, and then the ball goes out to the 35-yard line, so they're encouraging people from not to kick it out of the bounds. It gets some nice punt returns going. The double forward pass, as long as the first forward pass is made behind the line of scrimmage, which I don't really have a problem with this, so for people visualizing this, it's pretty much imagine the end of a crazy game. When guys are running around and they're throwing it backwards and it's a bunch of laterals all the time. But, you can basically do two passes in two sort of forward passes, but that are behind the line of scrimmage.
Overtime. But, Dave, imagine that play, though, the push pass that's regularly used now in the NFL. Imagine that being your first pass. You have an end around with maybe your fastest player. You give him a little push pass, and it might be difficult for defenders to even see that. He might be able to pull up and throw. I can see that utilized as a pretty interesting trick play.
No, you're exactly right. It's going to be fun to see how the coaches apply this. And we'll go through the coaches here and which one do you think will be the most aggressive. It's a 25-second play clock. Each team gets 2 1-minute timeouts per half. There'll be no coaches challenge. All plays will be subject to review by the league. Catches only 1 foot in bounds. So college rules, only 1 foot in bounds. 10-minute half times. It's a 10-week, 40-game schedule. Basically, the way it's going to work, there's going to be 2 games on Saturday and 2 games on Sunday. And, that's sort of the model that the Alliance League is working with, except they have big-time partners and big-time TV partners, as in, like, all the big boys are involved. ABC, ESPN, Fox, Vince McMahon got all the major networks involved in this. Now, we talk about the coaches. So let's blast through who the coaches are in this league right now. Kevin Gilbride, that's a name that's familiar to NFL football fans. He was the offensive coordinator of the New York Giants when they won their Super Bowls. He was also the offensive coordinator of the Oilers when Buddy Ryan punched him in the face on the sideline, if you recall.
That is accurate.
Yeah, it's funny. The guy wins a couple of Super Bowls, but to me, he's just like the dude in Houston that Buddy Ryan lost it on. So Kevin Gilbride is the coach of the Guardians. Pep Hamilton, former Colt quarterback coach. One of Andrew Luck's guys, one of Harbaugh's guys. He was the offensive coordinator with the Colts before. He was the offensive coordinator with the Michigan Wolverines. He's worked with Andrew Luck. Yeah, Chad Pennington, Alex Smith, Jay Cutler. He's known as a quarterback guy. And he has Cardale Jones to work with in D.C., Pep Hamilton, Mike.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. So I think you'll see that could be one of the teams that's putting the ball up in the air. I would imagine Tampa Bay with head coach Mark Trestman will be one of the teams that will be the most pass happy. But like I was saying earlier, I think they're doing a lot to protect and to groom these quarterbacks. I think they're going to want this to be a very pass heavy league. Now, with the rule changes and the clock changes, it doesn't necessarily mean that they'll run a lot more plays than the NFL. I think you can expect a similar number of plays to be run. But at the end of the half, those timing rules change as well, with the clock stopping after every play. I think at the ends of halves, you'll see a potential uptick in play calls, not necessarily tempo, but plays called. And that could lead to a lot of points at the end of halves, both in the first and second half. But yeah, certainly a lot of guys here that have groomed quarterbacks and will be heavily involved in up-tempo or aerial passing games.
So Kevin Gilbride, the quarterback, is Matt McGloin out of Penn State. Yeah. They also brought in Luis Perez, who was in the Alliance League. So, you know, McGloin's not a flashy guy, but he's a smart quarterback. We talked about Pep Hamilton in D.C. He's got Cardale Jones as his quarterback. Pretty crazy. Cardale Jones only threw 11 passes in the National Football League. Yet the kid did win a national championship with Ohio State. Now, Mike Blewett brought up Mark Trestman. Mark Trestman, very experienced offensive coordinator. He's been around football for about 50 years. It was San Francisco 49ers, the Raiders. More recently, of course, was coach with the Bears. So he got a brief stint there. He was the head coach of the Montreal Alouettes, the Toronto Argonauts. He's had success pretty much everywhere he's been. You know, the Bears wasn't great for him. But he's a very smart football guy, and he's got a lot of talent. This Tampa Bay team has a lot of talent. Aaron Murray is the quarterback, former Georgia Bulldog. But they're pretty much just stacked with Florida Gators and SEC speed. You know, if there's going to be a team that should be aggressive in a passing attack, it should be Mark Trestman and the Tampa Bay Vipers, who played the New York Guardians, actually, on Sunday. So, listen, we're going to hang in here, everyone. We'll take a quick break. It's unfiltered, but the light's still got to stay on here on the grid. We'll take a quick break. We'll jump in. We'll give you the futures. We'll let you know the rest of the coaches in the XFL. And don't forget, Joe Lisi and Mike Blewett are going to be breaking it down on a weekly basis. XFL talk every week. Morency Unfiltered on Sports Grid Radio continues.
Are you ready for the nation's first and only free 24-hour network dedicated to you, the betting and fantasy sports enthusiast? SportsGrid will provide you with real-time content, statistics, and gaming intelligence unlike anything you've ever seen before. Located both in the heart of New York City and inside the FanDuel Sportsbook at the Meadowlands, SportsGrid is live 18 hours a day, here to serve you, the fanatic. This is SportsGrid. Get on the grid.
These days, it's understandable if you feel anxious, stressed, or lonely because of COVID. You're not alone. Worrying about physical separation, your own health, and the health of family and friends can weigh heavily on you. But with the help of Cal Hope, you can get important mental health resources and information to help you find your way in these difficult times. Call 1-833-317-HOPE to talk to someone who can help. That's 1-833-317-4673. Hope will persevere. These days, it's understandable if you feel anxious, stressed, or lonely because of COVID. You're not alone. Worrying about physical separation, your own health, and the health of family and friends can weigh heavily on you. But with the help of Cal Hope, you can get important mental health resources and information to help you find your way in these difficult times. Call 1-833-317-HOPE to talk to someone who can help. That's 1-833-317-4673. Hope will persevere.
Morency Unfiltered continues on the grid. Get on the grid. This is a new format for us, but I got to tell you, we're having a lot of fun talking football right now with Mike Blewett. Let's get right back down to the talk here about the XFL. Let me just rattle off the coaches, and then we'll get into some of the odds, and we'll see what Mike thinks about the upcoming season. So we mentioned Kevin Gilbride, experienced guy. Pep Hamilton, experienced guy. Jonathan Hayes, 16 years as an assistant coach under Marvin Lewis with the Cincinnati Bengals. Head coach for the first time right now. longtime NFL tight end. He's, you know, very, very experienced guy. This is in St. Louis. The Battle Hawks are going to be interesting to see how the city of St. Louis responds, of course, after losing the Rams. June Jones, who has made it his mission to be involved in every league possible. Mike. You know what June Jones will do? He'll be really good, and he'll quit. This is what he does everywhere. He's really good. And
he's the Larry Brown of football.
Yes, he is. He is. And he'll, like, at a weird time, he'll stop, too. Of course, June Jones.
And he'll say no thanks.
Yeah, he's been around, you know, Hawaii, SMU, you know, old school NFL with the Atlanta Falcons, Houston Oilers, Houston Gamblers, Hamilton Tiger Cats, you name it. He's been there. But it should be interesting with June Jones. You know, the quarterback situation there is interesting. You got Connor Cook and you got Philip Walker out of Temple. It'll be interesting to see what I think they're both going to play. That's the way, you know. And June Jones has done that before, but we'll see how that plays out. Winston Moss, long time NFL linebacker, a lot of NFL experience. We're seeing some African Americans get a chance here in this league. Yes. So Winston Moss, head coach of the Los Angeles Wildcats, and Jim Zorn, longtime quarterback. Jim Zorn, head coach of the Seattle Dragons, and probably the most famous coach of them all, Bob Stoops, is the coach of the Dallas Renegades, and that's the team that's favored to win the title. Do you think are they favored, in your opinion, to win the title because they have the best roster, or are they favored to win the title because people know who Bob Stoops is?
I think it's probably a little bit of both. Certainly, people see the name Landry Jones, who is their franchise quarterback here, although it should be noted that he is dealing with an injury and is questionable for week one. They expect to have him by week two at the latest. But between head coach Bob Stoops and his offensive coordinator, Hal Mumme, who many college football fans would know was head coach of Kentucky and had other head coaching stints along the way at smaller colleges in Division I, I think people do expect them to be putting the ball up in the air. Their backup quarterback, Philip Nelson, played at East Carolina. I think he's obviously going to play this week. From everything I've read about the injury, it seems that they're hopeful for week one, but I'm not counting on it. I think you see Landry Jones in week two. You have some other names like Cameron Artis Payne, Lance Dunbar, former NFL running backs. So I think this is a little bit more about the coach than the talent, because the one thing I'll say, we know a lot of the offensive players and some of the defensive names are recognizable, Gabe, but from a schematic standpoint, we really don't know how these defenses are going to play.
No, and what we saw early in the Alliance League was the defenses were ahead of the offense. You know, offense is all about timing, right? And it's very difficult. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a challenge, but these teams have been in camp for a while. It's been about a month or so in preparation for this. So, I would expect there to be a certain level, but it's going to get better as the season goes on. And we saw that in the Alliance League as well. Unders hit in the Alliance League in the first couple of weeks, and then, nothing was staying under the number. Every game was going over.
Yeah.
So as far as the odds are concerned, one thing with this too, 10-week season, that's not bad for a future player, Mike, right? You don't have to wait 4 months. Your money's not tied up for that long. It's 10 weeks and then a couple of playoff games, essentially. It's like four teams.
End of it.
After
the
playoffs.
First week of April, you'll be done. Yeah.
Oh, perfect. So your money's just in time for the final four weekend. Essentially. So the Dallas Renegades are favored. Dallas Renegades are favored to win. They're co-favored along with the New York Guardians. And I what's interesting about this, and I really want to get, and we'll see if we can do it before the week is up. Other than the kicker, no one can move until the kick returner touches the ball. We talk about it in the CFL with the punt rule, where you got to give them 5 yards. A little room to catch a football, but they're not allowed to call a fair catch. So, similar situation here. They're trying to get some action going with the kickoffs. Points after conversions. There's no extra points. Instead, the offense lines up at the 2-yard line, the 5-yard line, to the 10-yard line. Successful conversions from these spots are worth 1, 2, and 3 points, which will make things pretty interesting but tricky from a gambling perspective. Punting. team can't kick into a coffin corner. Any ball that goes out of bounds inside a 35-yard line is considered a major touchback, and then the ball goes out to the 35-yard line, so they're encouraging people from not to kick it out of the bounds. It gets some nice punt returns going. The double forward pass, as long as the first forward pass is made behind the line of scrimmage, which I don't really have a problem with this, you know, so for people visualizing this, it's pretty much imagine the end of a crazy game. When guys are running around and they're throwing it backwards and it's a bunch of laterals all the time. But, you know, you could basically do two passes in you know, two sort of forward passes, but that are behind the line of scrimmage.
Over but, Dave, imagine that play, though, the push pass that's regularly used now in the NFL. Imagine that being your first pass. You have an end around with maybe your fastest player. You give him a little push pass, and it might be difficult for defenders to even see that. He might be able to pull up and throw. I can see that utilized as a pretty interesting trick play.
No, you're exactly right. It's going to be fun to see how the coaches apply this. And we'll go through the coaches here and which one do you think will be the most aggressive. It's a 25-second play clock. Each team gets 2 1-minute timeouts per half. There'll be no coaches challenge. All plays will be subject to review by the league. Catches only 1 foot in bounds. So college rules, only 1 foot in bounds, 10-minute half times. It's a 10-week, 40-game schedule. Basically, the way it's going to work, there's going to be 2 games on Saturday and 2 games on Sunday. And, you know, that's sort of the model that the Alliance League is working with, except they have big-time partners and big-time TV partners, as in, like, all the big boys are involved, ABC, ESPN, Fox. Vince McMahon got all the major networks involved in this. Now, we talk about the coaches. So let's blast through who the coaches are in this league right now. Kevin Gilbride, that's a name that's familiar to NFL football fans. He was the offensive coordinator of the New York Giants when they won their Super Bowls. He was also the offensive coordinator of the Oilers when Buddy Ryan punched him in the face on the sideline, if you recall.
That is accurate.
Yeah, it's funny. The guy wins a couple of Super Bowls, but to me, he's just like the dude in Houston that Buddy Ryan lost it on. So Kevin Gilbride is the coach of the Guardians. Pep Hamilton, former Colt quarterback coach. One of Andrew Luck's guys, one of Harbaugh's guys. He was the offensive coordinator with the Colts before. He was the offensive coordinator with the Michigan Wolverines. He's worked with Andrew Luck. Yeah, Chad Pennington, Alex Smith, Jay Kyler. He's known as a quarterback guy, and he has Cardale Jones to work with in D.C. Pep Hamilton, Mike.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. So I think you'll see that could be one of the teams that's putting the ball up in the air. I would imagine Tampa Bay with head coach Mark Trestman will be one of the teams that will be the most pass happy. But like I was saying earlier, I think they're doing a lot to protect and to groom these quarterbacks. I think they're going to want this to be a very pass-heavy league. Now, with the rule changes and the clock changes, it doesn't necessarily mean that they'll run a lot more plays than the NFL. I think you can expect a similar number of plays to be run. But at the end of the half, those timing rules change as well, with the clock stopping after every play. I think at the ends of halves, you'll see a potential uptick in play calls, not necessarily tempo, but plays called, and that could lead to a lot of points at the end of halves, both in the first and second half. But, yeah, certainly a lot of guys here that have groomed quarterbacks and will be heavily involved in up-tempo or aerial passing games.
So Kevin Gilbride, the quarterback, is Matt McGloin out of Penn State. Yeah. They also brought in Luis Perez, who was in the Alliance League. So, you know, McGloin's not a flashy guy, but he's a smart quarterback. We talked about Pep Hamilton in D.C. He's got Cardale Jones as his quarterback. Pretty crazy. Cardale Jones only threw 11 passes in the National Football League. Yet the kid did win a national championship with Ohio State. Now, Mike Blewett brought up Mark Trestman. Mark Trestman, very experienced offensive coordinator. He's been around football for about 50 years. It was San Francisco 49ers, the Raiders. More recently, of course, was coach with the Bears. So he got a brief stint there. He was the head coach of the Montreal Alouettes, the Toronto Argonauts, he's had success pretty much everywhere he's been. You know, the Bears wasn't great for him, but he's a very smart football guy, and he's got a lot of talent. This Tampa Bay team has a lot of talent. Aaron Murray is the quarterback, former Georgia Bulldog, but they're pretty much just stacked with Florida Gators and SEC speed. You know, if there's going to be a team that should be aggressive in a passing attack, it should be Mark Trestman and the Tampa Bay Vipers, who play the New York Guardians, actually, on Sunday. So, listen, we're going to hang in here, everyone. We'll take a quick break. It's unfiltered, but the light's still got to stay on here on the grid. We'll take a quick break. We'll jump in. We'll give you the futures. We'll let you know the rest of the coaches in the XFL, and don't forget Joe Lisi and Mike Blue.
Are you ready for the nation's first and only free 24-hour network dedicated to you, the betting and fantasy sports enthusiast? Sports Grid will provide you with real-time content, statistics, and gaming intelligence unlike anything you've ever seen before. Located both in the heart of New York City and inside the FanDuel Sportsbook at the Meadowlands, Sports Grid is live 18 hours a day, here to serve you, the fanatic. This is Sports Grid. Get on the grid.
These days, it's understandable if you feel anxious, stressed, or lonely because of COVID. You're not alone. Worrying about physical separation, your own health, and the health of family and friends can weigh heavily on you. But with the help of CalHope, you can get important mental health resources and information to help you find your way in these difficult times. Call 1-833-317-HOPE to talk to someone who can help. That's 1-833-317-4673. Hope will persevere. These days, it's understandable if you feel anxious, stressed, or lonely because of COVID. You're not alone. CalHope, a program at the California Department of Healthcare Services, can connect you with resources for mental wellness. Visit CalHope at calhope.org to find tips and useful resources to support your mental wellness during these difficult times. Or call CalHope at 1-833-317-HOPE to talk to someone who can help. That's 1-833-317-4673. Hope will persevere.
But I wanted to speak to Jay Cornegay, actually. And a difference, who's an odds maker in Las Vegas, one of the more respected ones. And, you know, when it came to the Alliance League was, you know, they were smart. They just were hustlers. They didn't have money, right? But they actually, were pretty good with the vision and everything. But they were smart. They knew they needed to get people to bet on the sport to really get involved in it. And it is true. It's the same way with, like, mixed martial arts, Mike. Like, there's more companies than the UFC. There's, like, you know, 5, 10 other ones, like 20, 30 of them, whatever.
Absolutely.
And if there's odds on them and people find it credible to bet on, trust me, it helps the popularity of it, right? It just does.
Course.
Like, people will see what they bet on. So the Alliance League was smart. They brought in the Vegas guys. They invited them. They invited any odds maker that wanted to come. And they had scrimmages with all the teams. They all had the camp in one city in San Antonio. So basically, the odds makers got to see these teams scrimmage. And they were pretty good at judging it, too. I'll give them credit. Like, they're smart guys, these guys. So I'm curious to see how they came up with this. Because I don't see, as far as the New York Guardians are concerned, nothing about their roster says, oh, yeah, this team's running away with this. So I think it is markets.
I'm with you completely.
Yeah, I think it's markets, names. So Dallas are the favorite at plus 400. New York are the co-favorite at plus 400 right now. The Tampa Bay Vipers, who are, I think, an interesting team. Antonio Callaway, the kid with the Browns, they got a lot of speed on this team. The Vipers is plus 450. DC Defenders, plus 500. The Wildcats, Los Angeles, plus 500. St. Louis Battlehawks, 10-1. Houston Roughnecks are 11-1. And the Seattle Dragons are 12-1. So I'm going to put you on the hot seat here, Mike, for an XFL future. an XFL future. And for the record, the other quarterbacks, Brandon Silvers is the quarterback of the Seattle Dragons with Jim Zorn. Jordan Tamu is the quarterback of the St. Louis Battlehawks. And Josh Johnson is also in this league. He wanted out, but they didn't let him out. But Josh Johnson is going to be the quarterback of Los Angeles, who's actually pretty good. What are you looking at here, Mike? I'm putting you on the hot seat.
So I think with St. Louis, some of the names pop out offensively that they seem interesting, but I'm going to lean towards two teams. I like Tampa with Trestman. I think he'll be an interesting play caller with Aaron Murray at QB and a sort of a Swiss Army knife in Quentin Flowers, who could play some QB and be a running back slash wide receiver for them. I think that will be an interesting asset for them to have offensively. And as we talked about with DC and Cardale Jones at QB, I like Pep Hamilton teaming up with him. So those are the two teams I'm looking at right now. Tampa Bay, not long odds, just plus 450. DC a little bit longer at plus 500. As far as some of the real long shots, you can do a small play there if you want, but our initial overview of those rosters doesn't impress us.
You know what? I'm going to put my name on my boy that a cup with my CFL team, Mark Trestman. Trestman's like been it. Around. He knows how to put together a roster from scratch for the most part. He's an excellent judge of talent as well. And he's also a type of guy that he's not Joe Judge like this. He's not yelling at people. He's going to know how to keep these guys interested. You know what I mean? Because you got a lot of guys that could be in the NFL, but like Callaway could be, but he's not. And, you know, so you sort of got some dudes with attitude. But, you know, you got all these Florida Gator players, essentially. That's what I'm getting at. but I think Trestman's the right guy to deal with it. He's a really smart guy. He's got a smart quarterback as well.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
But a smart quarterback. You're right. That can pick the offense up and use the athletes that he has around him, Mike.
Yeah. Yeah. I think, look, Aaron Murray, he played a ton of games at Georgia and had a lot of success. But I think to any of us that watch the NFL on a regular basis, we'd understand that he wasn't physically talented enough to stick there. He's not that big. He doesn't have a huge arm. I think this is an opportunity for him. He's 29 years of age. I think Trestman can challenge him intellectually. I think he'll be able to handle it. And I think he'll be able to utilize some of these assets, Tanner McAvoy, Dante Dye, guys that were sniffing around the NFL or were in the NFL for at least a short period of time. And I think they can get the ball moving. Now, defensively, could they fall apart? Sure. We haven't seen it yet. But why not take a guy that has built offenses in several different leagues and had success and put my backing behind him? So I'm with you on Trestman. That's my best shot right now.
I think June Jones, you can say the same thing, too. You know, I wouldn't hire June Jones just because I think he's kind of flaky, but he is a good coach, and he was successful in the Canadian Football League as well. And also what I like about him, that college experience of judging players and putting a team together, right? Like a guy like Jim Zorn. All right, dude, you were an NFL quarterback. I get it. You know, you ever put a roster together? Like, you know what I mean? Have you evaluated talent for an entire team before? Decided, all right, this linebacker is good enough to stay. This guy isn't. It'll be interesting to see. But, you know, I think the Trestman and some of these guys have been head coaches before, Bob Stoops. And I think Bob Stoops' name is pretty much why they are favorites. But I'm going to say the Tampa Bay Vipers are the XFL champions. Mike Blewett, Joe Lease, the show on.
We're on 8 to 9 every Saturday and Sunday on Sports Grid. We'll follow that up with football, a full circle to talk about everything related to NFL, college, XFL. It's kind of a smorgasbord of football news and odds.
Thank you very much, Mike Blewett. I am Gabriel Morency. It's great to be back in this unfiltered form. Things will get crazy at times, but at least we can just sort of blast through stuff and talk sports and everything else in between, like we always have on Morency Unfiltered. Other than that, you're on your own. Later. Thanks, Mike.
All right, buddy. Talk to you soon.
Hey, good stuff. You sounded good.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it. You too.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Later.
Are you ready for the nation's first and only free 24-hour network dedicated to you, the betting and fantasy sports enthusiast? Sports Grid will provide you with real-time content, statistics, and gaming intelligence unlike anything you've ever seen before. Located both in the heart of New York City and inside the FanDuel Sportsbook at the Meadowlands, Sports Grid is live 18 hours a day, here to serve you, the fanatic. This is Sports Grid. Get on the grid.
These days, it's understandable if you feel anxious, stressed, or lonely because of COVID. You're not alone. Worrying about physical separation, your own health, and the health of family and friends can weigh heavily on you. But with the help of CalHope, you can get important mental health resources and information to help you find your way in these difficult times. Call 1-833-317-HOPE to talk to someone who can help. That's 1-833-317-4673. Hope will persevere. These days, it's understandable if you feel anxious, stressed, or lonely because of COVID. You're not alone. CalHope, a program at the California Department of Healthcare Services, can connect you with resources for mental wellness. Visit CalHope at calhope.org to find tips and useful resources to support your mental wellness during these difficult times. Or call CalHope at 1-833-317-HOPE to talk to someone who can help. That's 1-833-317-4673. Hope will persevere.
Other than the kicker, no one can move until the kick returner touches the ball. We talk about it in the CFL with the punt rule where you got to give them 5 yards, a little room to catch a football, but they're not allowed to call a fair catch. So, you know, similar situation here. They're trying to get some action going with the kickoffs. Points after conversions. There's no extra points. Instead, the offense lines up at the 2-yard line, the 5-yard line, to the 10-yard line. Successful conversions from these spots are worth 1, 2, and 3 points, which will make things pretty interesting but tricky from a gambling perspective. Punting, a team can't kick into a coffin corner. Any ball that goes out of bounds inside a 35-yard line is considered a major touchback, and then the ball goes out to the 35-yard line, so they're encouraging people from not to kick it out of the bounds. It gets some nice punt returns going. The double forward pass. As long as the first forward pass is made behind the line of scrimmage, which I don't really have a problem with this, you know, so for people visualizing this, it's pretty much imagine the end of a crazy game when guys are running around and they're throwing it backwards and it's a bunch of laterals all the time. But, you know, you could basically do two passes in you know, two sort of forward passes, but that are behind the line of scrimmage. Over
but Gabe, imagine that play though, the push pass that's regularly used now in the NFL. Imagine that being your first pass. You have an end around with maybe your fastest player. You give him a little push pass, and it might be difficult for defenders to even see that. He might be able to pull up and throw. I can see that utilized as a pretty interesting trick play.
No, you're exactly right. It's going to be fun to see how the coaches apply this. So we'll go through the coaches here and which one do you think will be the most aggressive. It's a 25-second play clock. Each team gets 2 1-minute timeouts per half. There'll be no coaches challenge. All plays will be subject to review by the league. Catches only 1 foot in bounds. So college rules, only 1 foot in bounds, 10-minute half times. It's a 10-week, 40-game schedule. Basically, the way it's going to work, there's going to be 2 games on Saturday and 2 games on Sunday. And, you know, that's sort of the model that the Alliance League is working with, except they have big-time partners and big-time TV partners, as in, like, all the big boys are involved, ABC, ESPN, Fox. Vince McMahon got all the major networks involved in this. Now, we talk about the coaches. So let's blast through who the coaches are in this league right now. Kevin Gilbride, that's a name that's familiar to NFL football fans. He was the offensive coordinator of the New York Giants when they won their Super Bowls. He was also the offensive coordinator of the Oilers when Buddy Ryan punched him in the face on the sideline, if you recall.
That is accurate.
Yeah, it's funny. The guy wins a couple of Super Bowls, but to me, he's just like, oh, yeah, the dude in Houston that Buddy Ryan lost it on. So Kevin Gilbride is the coach of the Guardians. Pep Hamilton, former Colt quarterback coach. One of Andrew Luck's guys, one of Harbaugh's guys. He was the offensive coordinator with the Colts before. He was the offensive coordinator with the Michigan Wolverines. He's worked with Andrew Luck. Yeah, Chad Pennington, Alex Smith, Jay Cutler. He's known as a quarterback guy, and he has Cardale Jones to work with in D.C. Pep Hamilton, Mike.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. So I think you'll see that could be one of the teams that's putting the ball up in the air. I would imagine Tampa Bay with head coach Mark Trestman will be one of the teams that will be the most pass happy. But like I was saying earlier, I think they're doing a lot to protect and to groom these quarterbacks. I think they're going to want this to be a very pass-heavy league. Now, with the rule changes and the clock changes, it doesn't necessarily mean that they'll run a lot more plays than the NFL. I think you can expect a similar number of plays to be run. But at the end of the half, those timing rules change as well, with the clock stopping after every play. I think at the ends of halves, you'll see a potential uptick in play calls, not necessarily tempo, but plays called. And that could lead to a lot of points at the end of halves, both in the first and second half. But yeah, certainly a lot of guys here that have groomed quarterbacks and will be heavily involved in up tempo or aerial passing games.
So Kevin Gilbride, the quarterback, is Matt McGloin out of Penn State. They also brought in Luis Perez, who was in the Alliance League. So, you know, McGloin's not a flashy guy, but he's a smart quarterback. We talked about Pep Hamilton in D.C. He's got Cardale Jones as his quarterback. Pretty crazy. Cardale Jones only threw 11 passes in the National Football League. Yet the kid did win a national championship with Ohio State. Now, Mike Blewett brought up Mark Trestman. Mark Trestman, very experienced offensive coordinator. He's been around football for about 50 years. It was San Francisco 49ers, the Raiders. More recently, of course, was coach with the Bears. So he got a brief stint there. He was the head coach of the Montreal Alouettes, the Toronto Argonauts. He's had success pretty much everywhere he's been. You know, the Bears wasn't great for him. But he's a very smart football guy, and he's got a lot of talent. This Tampa Bay team has a lot of talent. Aaron Murray is the quarterback, former Georgia Bulldog, but they're pretty much just stacked with Florida Gators and SEC speed. You know, if there's going to be a team that should be aggressive in a passing attack, it should be Mark Trestman and the Tampa Bay Vipers, who played the New York Guardians, actually, on Sunday. So, listen, we're going to hang in here, everyone. We'll take a quick break. It's unfiltered, but the light's still got to stay on here on the grid. We'll take a quick break. We'll jump in. We'll give you the futures. We'll let you know the rest of the coaches in the XFL. And don't forget, Joe Lisi and Mike Blewett are going to be breaking it down on a weekly basis. XFL talk every week. Morency Unfiltered on Sports Grid Radio continues. Other than the kicker, no one can move until the kick returner touches the ball. We talk about it in the CFL with the punt rule, where you got to give them 5 yards, a little room to catch a football, but they're not allowed to call a fair catch. So, you know, similar situation here. They're trying to get some action going with the kickoffs. Points after conversions. There's no extra points. Instead, the offense lines up at the 2-yard line, the 5-yard line, to the 10-yard line. Successful conversions from these spots are worth 1, 2, and 3 points, which will make things pretty interesting but tricky from a gambling perspective. Punting, a team can't kick into a coffin corner. Any ball that goes out of bounds inside a 35-yard line is considered a major touchback, and then the ball goes out to the 35-yard line, so they're encouraging people from not to kick it out of the bounds. It gets some nice punt returns going. The double forward pass. As long as the first forward pass is made behind the line of scrimmage, which I don't really have a problem with this, you know, so for people visualizing this, it's pretty much imagine the end of a crazy game when guys are running around and they're throwing it backwards and it's a bunch of laterals all the time. But, you know, you can basically do two passes in you know, two sort of forward passes, but that are behind the line of scrimmage.
Overtime. But Dave, imagine that play though, the push pass that's regularly used now in the NFL. Imagine that being your first pass. You have an end around with maybe your fastest player. You give him a little push pass, and it might be difficult for defenders to even see that. He might be able to pull up and throw. I can see that utilized as a pretty interesting trick play.
No, you're exactly right. It's going to be fun to see how the coaches apply this. And we'll go through the coaches here and which one do you think will be the most aggressive. It's a 25-second play clock. Each team gets 2 1-minute timeouts per half. There'll be no coaches challenge. All plays will be subject to review by the league. Catches only 1 foot in bounds. So college rules, only 1 foot in bounds, 10-minute half times. It's a 10-week, 40-game schedule. Basically, the way it's going to work, there's going to be 2 games on Saturday and 2 games on Sunday. And, you know, that's sort of the model that the Alliance League is working with, except they have big-time partners. and big time TV partners, as in like all the big boys are involved, ABC, ESPN, Fox, Vince McMahon got all the major networks involved in this. Now we talk about the coaches. So let's blast through who the coaches are in this league right now. Kevin Gilbride, that's a name that's familiar to NFL football fans. He was the offensive coordinator of the New York Giants when they won their Super Bowls. He was also the offensive coordinator of the Oilers when Buddy Ryan punched him in the face on the sideline, if you recall.
That is accurate.
Yeah, it's funny. The guy wins a couple of Super Bowls, but to me, he's just like the dude in Houston that Buddy Ryan lost it on. So Kevin Gilbride is the coach of the Guardians. Pep Hamilton, former Colt quarterback coach. One of Andrew Luck's guys, one of Harbaugh's guys. He was the offensive coordinator with the Colts before. He was the offensive coordinator with the Michigan Wolverines. He's worked with Andrew Luck. Yeah, Chad Pennington, Alex Smith, Jay Cutler. He's known as a quarterback guy, and he has Cardale Jones to work with in D.C. Pep Hamilton, Mike.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. So I think you'll see that could be one of the teams that's putting the ball up in the air. I would imagine Tampa Bay with head coach Mark Trestman will be one of the teams that will be the most pass happy. But like I was saying earlier, I think they're doing a lot to protect and to groom these quarterbacks. I think they're going to want this to be a very pass-heavy league. Now, with the rule changes and the clock changes, it doesn't necessarily mean that they'll run a lot more plays than the NFL. I think you can expect a similar number of plays to be run. But at the end of the half, those timing rules change as well, with the clock stopping after every play. I think at the ends of halves, you'll see a potential uptick in play calls, not necessarily tempo, but plays called. And that could lead to a lot of points at the end of halves, both in the first and second half. But yeah, certainly a lot of guys here that have groomed quarterbacks and will be heavily involved in up tempo or aerial passing games.
So Kevin Gilbride, the quarterback, is Matt McGloin out of Penn State. Yeah. They also brought in Luis Perez, who was in the Alliance League. So, you know, McGloin's not a flashy guy, but he's a smart quarterback. We talked about Pep Hamilton in D.C. He's got Cardale Jones as his quarterback. Pretty crazy. Cardale Jones only threw 11 passes in the National Football League. Yet the kid did win a national championship with Ohio State. Now, Mike Blewett brought up Mark Trestman. Mark Trestman, very experienced offensive coordinator. He's been around football for about 50 years, 40, 50 years. It was San Francisco 49ers, the Raiders. More recently, of course, was coach with the Bears. So he got a brief stint there. He was the head coach of the Montreal Alouettes, the Toronto Argonauts. He's had success pretty much everywhere he's been. You know, the Bears wasn't great for him. But he's a very smart football guy, and he's got a lot of talent. This Tampa Bay team has a lot of talent. Aaron Murray is the quarterback, former Georgia Bulldog, but they're pretty much just stacked with Florida Gators and SEC speed. You know, if there's going to be a team that should be aggressive in a passing attack, it should be Mark Trestman and the Tampa Bay Vipers, who play the New York Guardians actually on Sunday. So listen, we're going to hang in here, everyone. We'll take a quick break. It's unfiltered. But the light's still got to stay on here on the grid. We'll take a quick break. We'll jump in. We'll give you the futures. We'll let you know the rest of the coaches in the XFL. And don't forget, Joe Lisi and Mike Blue are going to be breaking it down on a weekly basis. XFL talk every week. Morency Unfiltered on Sports Grid Radio continues.
If you're feeling anxious, stressed, or lonely in these difficult COVID times, call Cal Hope at 1-833-317-HOPE to talk to someone who can help. That's 1-833-317-4673. Hope will persevere. If you're feeling anxious, stressed, or lonely in these difficult COVID times, call Cal Hope at 1-833-317-HOPE to talk to someone who can help. That's 1-833-317-4673. Hope will persevere.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at chumbacasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.